Hello, my name is Jayema, and you're listening to Unpurified, the Ramblings of a Black Queer Christian. For today's episode of the podcast, I just wanted to give y'all another quick little peek into what is going on with my relationship with Jesus and what's been going on with me lately and the things I've been thinking about and what I plan on doing. I feel like this episode isn't going to be that long, but who knows, maybe I'll say this and it'll be entirely too long, so who knows. But I just wanted to give y'all a quick little update about what's going on with me, just so we are not surprised if you see me doing things. So yeah, let's get into it. Okay, so I wanted to make a podcast episode about this because Jesus and I have been on the rocks lately. We've been on the rocks for quite a while, and y'all know that it's really, 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 really hard for me to believe that I'm the bride of Christ, because it literally makes me feel like I'm crazy. Everybody keeps telling me I'm delusional. I literally feel insane in the membrane. So I don't know. I have been thinking about it for quite a while, for quite some time now, and I want to start dating other people. And look, I asked Jesus about it. Jesus is cool with it. Jesus is actually okay with our relationship being open. He knows that, like, okay, so he, like, because I talked to him about this before, and I was like, you know, if I wanted to date somebody else, would you be cool with that? And he was like, yeah. But he told me, like, when I asked him about it, he like gave me the verse about, like, David, when David killed Bathsheba's husband, and he was like, you know, if you wanted somebody else, I could have given them to you. Like, you didn't have to do all of this. if you wanted another wife, I could have gave you a wife. So Jesus is actually pretty trill in our relationship, but I wanted to make a podcast episode about this because, like, I wanted to let y'all know, if you see me in these streets, if you see me on these apps, I wanted to let y'all know why I'm on these apps, what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Why are you dating people if you're with Jesus? Mind your business. Me and Jesus broke up months ago. We broke up months ago. And he's making it hard for me to believe. He makes me feel like a lunatic. He makes me feel crazy. He makes me feel so crazy. And I know he knows. Like, and that's the thing. Because, like, I talk to him and I just feel so, like, up and down about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so hard living this life. Like, it's already hard enough being in a relationship with the Spirit. Like, it's hard being in a relationship with the Spirit, being in a relationship with Jesus. And it's like, he doesn't have a body. Like, I don't see him in person. He does not have a body. And I want to touch his skin. I want to feel his little cheeks. I want to see his face. Like, the fact that I still don't know what this man looks like. I still don't know what he looks like. Me! I don't know what he looks like. He won't show me what he looks like. I don't know what his body looked like. I don't know how tall the man is. I don't know nothing. All I know is that he's black. Because you can see that in the Bible. That's biblically supported, that he's black. That's it. I don't know nothing about this man. About me. And it just, like, it makes me mad. Because I'm like, we are in a relationship. We are in a very close relationship. And I don't know what my man looks like. It's crazy. It's actually crazy. But it's just like, I don't know. I don't love him for his looks. That's not why I'm in this relationship. It's because of who he is. I love him. I love him because of who he is. And it's just like, you know, I don't know. When it was like, I don't know, because sometimes I get sad. I get sad and I want to hold somebody. I want to hold somebody. And I prefer it to be him. But since he refuses to come see me or to scoop me up, and that's the thing that irritates me, because oh Jesus, the thing that gets on my nerves about all of this is that Jesus has the power to do these things. He just doesn't do it, and it pisses me off. Like, this man could send me a dream right now. He could literally give me a waking vision right now. I could literally, like, he could literally show up in my room right now and just show up. He can do these things. He has the power to do these things. He just does not do it. And it irritates me. It irritates me. It irritates me. This man is so annoying. And I know that everything, like, I know that he wants to do these things. Like, look at him talking to me right now. He wants to do these things. He does have a desire to show me these things. He's just not doing it. He's preparing me for something, which is what he keeps telling me. He's preparing me for something. But for what? For what? Jesus? You'll see. Yeah, whatever. You'll see. Whatever. I don't know. It's just, I don't... It's just annoying. It's annoying. He just apologized. So at least he apologized. He said he's sorry. I don't know. Like, I want him now. And I don't want to wait. And I don't know what I'm waiting for. You know? I don't know what I'm waiting for. I'm like, I feel like, even if I'm delusional and, like, you know, like, say he's not actually in love with me and I'm just being delusional, he could still show me what he looks like. He could still show up for me. He could still send me a dream of what he looks like. I'm just like, I don't know. It's just everything about this walk just makes me feel like, it makes me filled with so much doubt. And I just want to be sure of everything. I want to be sure that I want Jesus. I want to be sure that, like, Jesus loves me in this way. I don't know, that he's the one for me. Because I don't really, like, I wasn't, like, dating people before I met Jesus. Like, I was genuinely uninterested in dating people. So, like, and plus I'm ace. Like, I'm ace and I'm demisexual. I'm demisexual and demiromantic. So it's like, I'm not interested in people. In the beginning, like, I'm not interested in people. I have to get to know you, and I don't really go out and do things with my life, so I wasn't, you know, engaging with people, so I didn't really have any crushes. So it's just like, I don't know. I'm not, like, interested in anybody. I'm not dating anybody. I wasn't dating anybody before I met Jesus. I'm just like, I don't know. It's also just weird. I feel like it's gonna be a little bit hard. Because I also don't know what to put on the apps. Because I feel like I want to go on a dating app and tell people that, like, because I don't know if I want to tell people that I am dating Jesus when I'm not dating Jesus, But I'm like, it's complicated with me and Jesus. It's complicated. So it's like, I don't know. It's complicated. But he's in my life, and he's not going to go anywhere. And I need to be with somebody who's going to be like, okay with that. And I literally feel like, because there's this girl, I don't know if you guys know about this. There's like a girl who's like obsessed with Lil Wayne, who was like dating Lil Wayne. And like, she is like, she has an open relationship with Lil Wayne. And like, every person that she dates is aware that she's dating Lil Wayne. And she's like, I'm not leaving Wayne. It's not happening. And she's like, you either get over it or you leave, but I'm not leaving Wayne. And I told Jesus that that is exactly how I am with him. Like, it's like, I'm not leaving Jesus. Like, it's not happening. It's not happening. You either get over it or you go. But I also want to date somebody, you know, like, I want to have that like datey experience. I want to date someone. But I want to date somebody who's cool with me also dating Jesus. You know, and it's like polyamory is a thing. But I'm also like very selfish. And I'm like, I'm cool with like polyamory and stuff in terms of me. But I don't want them to date other people. Because I am jealous. I'm such a jealous individual. And, you know, and that's something I need to work on. But, you know. I mean, you know, that's just what I got going on. And it's just like, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know if I want to make a move. But it's just like, I don't know. I think I might go on these apps. I've been talking about it with my therapist. And I'm like, I might go on these apps. Because I want to talk to someone. I want to flirt with people. I want to flirt with someone who's not a demon. Because these demons be flirting with me. And it's fun. Like, it's fun and they're funny. But I want to flirt with somebody who's not a demon. Like, I want to flirt with somebody who's not going to make me feel crazy. You know what I'm saying? I want to flirt with someone with a body. You know? That I can actually, like, have evidence that they're talking to me. And it's not me just hearing stuff in my head. And I'm just like, you know, dealing with these spirits or whatever. Dealing with a spirit. A spirit. A phantom. An apparition. But, yeah. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. So, yeah, if you see me in these streets, if you see me in these streets, mind your business. First off, mind your business. I already asked Jesus about it, and he's okay with it. He's cool with it. If you see me on these apps, I'm trying to find a man that I can hold at night so I can not cry over Jesus so hard. Because I want Jesus. I want him. 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 And I don't know, because it makes me like, everything makes me like up in the air about dating, because I feel like I literally just want Jesus. Like, I'm literally looking for Jesus in another man. I'm looking for Jesus. And not like in a Christian way. You know what I'm saying? Like, the way other people, like, your man should emulate Jesus. And it's like, I actually know Jesus' personality with me. Like, as a husband. So I'm like, I'm looking for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for that. I'm looking for Jesus in another person. Because I want Jesus. I don't want to be with him. And I want to lay with him. That's a bit TMI. Oh my gosh. I can't believe I said that. Get that out your eardrums. You didn't hear that. But, I don't know. I want Jesus. I'm sick of everything. I'm sick of everything in the world. I just want Jesus. I just want Jesus. Oof. I'm getting a little bit more uncouth. I don't know if y'all are noticing that. I'm becoming a little bit more brash, brazen, a little bit more uncouth on this podcast. Don't know what's up with that. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a good thing. But, yeah, before I spill all of my business. That's the thing. I don't know if, because I also feel like, I don't know if this is a direction that the Lord wants me to go in. Not in terms of dating, but in terms of, like, me being uncouth. I feel like he got me walking through schizophrenia so that I'm, like, fearless and that I don't, like, I can just say whatever I want to say and that I'm fearless in that and, like, I don't care about, like, the opinions of anyone. But I'm, like, I don't know. I feel like I am just, because the longer that I'm, like, dealing with this, and, like, having a crush on Jesus, the longer I really don't care about it. Like, I don't care who knows. I don't care. Like, yes, I be thinking about Jesus in that way. I don't care. Get mad. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I love Jesus. We were married, okay? Mind your business. We used to be married. Used to be married. He gets on my nerves. It just annoys me. Like, it really irritates me that we broke up. Because I'm like, this is really his fault. And I just want to get back with him. Like, in a perfect world, I could just have him and we can just be together. Like, I just don't understand. Like, this stuff really irritates me. Because I'm like, he could really just step down right now and have me not look like a fool. I look crazy. I look insane. And I'm like, the way this man be singing to me, this man be singing to me in my ear on these apps on my phone. Like, I get signals, I mean, like, not signals, but signs. I get signs on my phone. He sends me music. He sends me videos. He sends me stuff all the time. Singing to me about how he feel about me. How much he love me. How much favor I have over my life. Baby, tell these other people around me so I don't feel so crazy. Like, I just, like, I don't know. Like, the sheer fervency in which that this man be chasing after me. And then, like, I be going to see a prophet and these prophets don't be backing me up, be pissing me off. And I'm like, I know that I'm not crazy. Like, I may be diagnosed as schizophrenic, but I am not crazy. And I know the voice of the Lord. Like, it really just irritates the mess out of me. It irritates me. It irritates me. And I'm like, people think that, like, I'm some girl that's just like, I have rejection issues. Like, I have issues with rejection, or I think that I have, like, a superiority complex, or they think that, like, I don't know what they think about me. They think I have a demon in me. They think that I'm refusing to see the truth. Like, God is speaking this truth, a different truth in me, and I'm oblivious, and I'm like, I would rather objectify Jesus than walk in the truth. And it's like, why? Why would I ever do that? Why would I ever be this kind of person? I've never been this kind of person. And someone who was close to me said that to me. And I'm like, I have never been this kind of person. So why do you even think that this message was from the Lord? Like, it's just like, it's so annoying. It's so annoying. It's so annoying. It's so frustrating to deal with all of this. And then it's like, at the end of the day, I'm still like very massively in love with this man. And it's just like, it's irritating. It's irritating because this man keeps throwing me, like he keeps dragging me through the mud. Like he keeps putting me in trenches after trench after trench after trench after trench after trench after trench. And he's just like dragging me. And I'm getting no help, no backup, nobody to help me except one person. I got one person who is on my side, one person who is rocking for me, and I am very grateful for them. But besides that, everybody else is looking at me crazy and calling me crazy. I'm being like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, people talk to me like I'm crazy. Do that whole crazy talk thing. I'm like, oh, it's like, okay. It's just, I don't know. I'm really tired of it. I'm really tired of it. Like, I'm just... And it's weird because I feel like I'm a sane person trapped inside of a, like, a body that is perceived to be insane. But I'm not insane, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like I'm fine. And I'm like, I'm simply just aware of things that other people aren't aware of. Like, people aren't sensitive in the spirit, so they don't know what's going on. So it's like, I feel like I'm, I don't know, like I'm just sensitive in the spirit and I know what's going on and other people just don't want to believe me. And the thing that irritates me the most, people believe the fact that demons are attracted to me. People believe the fact that I'm actually hearing from demons. But when it comes to Jesus, suddenly it's like, oh no, he couldn't possibly talk to you like this. He couldn't possibly love you in this way. But people are like, yeah, you're hearing from demons and demons are trying to get at you and demons are trying to flirt with you. So we believe this. We believe it from demons, but we're not believing it from the Lord. Why do you think the Lord would allow these demons to talk to me like this? Who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know? Because please let me get in contact with them if you know somebody else who is going through warfare in which demons are flirting with them. God is allowing demons to flirt with them. Logically, why would he allow demons to flirt with me if he wasn't also flirting with me? If I didn't have to discern the voice of the Lord romantically? Logically, what other reason could there be for him to allow these demons to flirt with me? And I'm a Christian. And I don't do witchcraft. So, what is the reason? Like, it's just like, I don't know. I feel like nobody wants to hear me out from my angle. Like, nobody is listening to me. I feel like I'm, like, screaming out and, like, out loud. And I'm like, hey, this is what's going on. Can you hear me out? Can you, like, listen to me? And I feel like nobody is listening to me. Nobody is hearing me out. Nobody is even akin to like literally even like accepting the possibility of this thing being true. And I'm like, nobody. There are literally references to God being a husband in the Bible. Even if you don't believe that there's only one bride of Christ, the Bible talks about God being a husband, being one of the things that he is. Like, he's a father, a husband, a friend, a master. It's one of the things that he is in the Bible, a husband. A husband. A husband. Like, I'm just like, I don't know. It just annoys me that I'm like, people are not even opening to the possibility that, hey, maybe he is feeling me in this way. And it's just irritating having to justify a relationship. Is irritating having to, like, prove that someone likes you is irritating. And it makes me feel weird. It makes me feel like I'm one of those girls who would like make up a situation. And it's like, why would I ever? I am too cute for this. I am too pretty for this. You think I can't bag a man? You think I can't bag a woman? A person? Like, I can't bag somebody? Like, I'm desperate enough to want to like do something like this? It's just annoying. It is irritating. And I know that Jesus could step down right now. Jesus could send a dream to every person who's doubting me. And let them know. At least, even if it ain't true, he could send a dream and show the dream of the signs that I see. All the music that I see. All the videos that I see. But he doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to do that. He wants me to have faith in my own experience. Faith in my own experience. He wants me to believe the things that I'm experiencing. He just said not everybody's going to go through what I go through. And I need to have faith in my own experience. I don't even know what that means. I'm unique. What? I don't know. I think he's saying something about destiny. But that's the thing. He keeps getting vague. About my destiny too. And I want somebody to prophesy to me about my destiny. Cause when I was young, I could see into the future when I was little. I can't really do it that much anymore. But like, I had gotten prophetic information about my life up until right before I gave my life to Christ again, because I knew I was going to leave the church. I knew I was going to be an athlete. And the only thing that I have left that I knew, because he told me I was going to be famous, and that's the only thing that hasn't come true yet. He told me that when I was little. So I guess I know that I'm going to be famous, but I don't know. I want to know what's going to go down in my life. And I need to talk to a prophet. I need to talk to a prophet. I need to talk to a prophet. Because I'm sick of not knowing what's going on. I want to know what's going on. I want to know what's going on. Because I'm tired. I had to take it there because I'm tired. Because I am tired. I'm tired of looking like a fool. I am tired of feeling like a lunatic. It's annoying. It's annoying. And I feel like the fact that I'm like sitting here like talking to myself and like I'm just hearing words from the Lord on my own, it makes me feel crazy. It makes me feel crazy. So I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, this is all that I had to say. I talked way longer than I thought I was going to talk, which is what I said in the beginning. So, you know, I guess this is a full podcast episode after all. Yeah. If you made it all the way to the end of the podcast, thank you for listening. And if you see me in these streets again, mind your business. All right, I'll see y'all later. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. If you would like to find me online,
I'm on Instagram at The Bible Is Inclusive, and I'm on Twitter at Bible Inclusive. I also have a book. It's called Who Told You That God Was Homophobic? And that's available in paperback and ebook. And that's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Kobo, Scribd, and other retailers. And if you would like to visit my website is called thebibleisinclusive.com. And that is the host of my blog. And I make many posts on there about, like, you know, the spiritual things that I have found out. I tend to be more active on the blog than I am on my podcast. So I recommend that you subscribe to my website so that you can get updates every time I post on there, because, you know, she posts on there more frequently. And if you would like to become a Christian, you can figure that out on my website as well. You can go to the menu, there's a tab, and it says, you know, how to become a Christian, and it'll show you the prayer that you can pray in order to become a Christian if you would like to. And also, you don't have to, you're not forced into this, but if you would like to donate to me, you can also go to my website, and there is a tab on there that says donate, and you can put in, you know, however much money you would like. They have a single, like, one-time donations, and they also, I think they have reoccurring donations on there too. So you can, you know, do it however you want, and you'll be able to donate to me. And yeah, thank you again for making it all the way to the end of the podcast, and I'll see y'all in the next one.